If you don't have the ability to walk in that door with those sellers, shake their hands, and go through that listing presentation at a very high level and be able to communicate and create that relationship, it's not going to end well.
Hello and welcome to episode 131 of the Smart Agents Podcast. My name is Michael Walter and I'll be your host. In today's episode, we are joined by Eagle, Idaho-based Allie Merrill. Over her 18-year real estate career, Allie has made a name for herself by selling the high-end homes Eagle has become known for. Allie's career really began to take off when she embraced the role of a community expert and invested in building a website that projects that message. Throughout our conversation, Allie shares how she broke into the real estate industry, how she grew into one of the top 10 individual agents in Idaho, and tips for new agents looking to find long-term real estate success. Now, before we get on to today's featured interview, make sure to subscribe to the Smart Agents Podcast. You can find the show on all major podcasting platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and now Amazon Music. Also, if you or someone else on your team has an incredible story or tip to share with our community, send us a message at feedback@smartagents.com. We're always on the lookout for new stories to share. All right, let's get on to today's featured interview with Allie Merrill. I really enjoyed our conversation and highly recommend you check out her website to see exactly how she has built her career of over $500 million in sales. I've added a link in the episode description. Really, the way I like to start everything out is if you could just introduce yourself to us a little bit, who you are and where you're at.
Okay. Hi, my name's Allie Merrill. I'm in Eagle, Idaho. And
how long have you been doing real estate for?
I'm on my 18th year of selling real estate. Here in Idaho.
Tell me a little bit about Eagle itself, because reading on your website, it's a really interesting story that kind of ties really well into your real estate journey as well.
Yes, it is. It's a really, I love telling this story. So Eagle was originally just a very small farming community back in the 60s and 70s. And it's grown into this amazing community that's very a very affluent little niche here in the Treasure Valley. So we've gone from 368 people back in the early 70s to, I think we're around 25,000 now. And we're growing, and things are getting developed around us, and there's really great positives. And then along with that comes the negatives as well.
Right. Absolutely. I live in an area where when I was growing up, where my house is now was a swamp here in Florida. And I remember going to school, it was a one-lane road. You crossed a drawbridge. I moved away for a while, came back. There's a huge four-lane bridge. There's roads everywhere, neighborhoods all over this swamp. So definitely understand that.
Yeah, it's crazy how that happens. My older kids that have gone to college and then come back home just within a few months of leaving and then returning, kind of cherished areas that they, used to play at, where they're just homes now. So
right.
Like I said, the good and the bad.
Right. Tell me about, getting started in real estate. What was it that made you want to, go that route?
I have a really interesting background. I came from the travel industry. I owned a travel agency for 20 years. And as Expedia came in and started going direct to the public, I changed a few things within my travel business, and then eventually decided that it was time to make a pivot into real estate. I'd always been fascinated with real estate. I'd owned properties and had a lot of clients that were developers and would kind of talk to me and say, hey, we could really use your help. And this isn't right where things are changing. And so I had a really great opportunity to pivot from seeing really similar industries, and look where we're at now. Zillow is toying with us, and Expedia, the now being a travel agent, is a very rare thing to actually find a good travel agent. So I feel really fortunate to be able to make that pivot and be able to still be able to work in the same type of business where, like in travel, you start this process with a client and then they go on the trip and they end the process. And it's a life experience. I'm sending families on vacations and things like that. And same with real estate, where you start this process and you go through this journey. And once again, there's an end date and you've built this amazing relationship. So very, very similar professions. So very fortunate.
Right. Tell me about what it was, how you really, you know, started getting your name out there and bringing in real estate clients when you just kind of started out?
Well, I think understanding the elements of business and marketing from my previous business gave me a huge advantage. And one of the most important things when I was getting started was the messaging, because everyone had known me as the travel agent. And then I had to change from being the travel agent to the real estate agent. And that was a really kind of an uncomfortable transition, because I knew everything about travel and I knew everything about the community and town that I was working in. But a lot of people would kind of think, well, how could she possibly take me through a real estate transaction when all she's done up to this point in time is traveling? So the messaging of where I was and in that transition was extremely important. And I really had to backfill my messaging with my experience of knowledge in the area that I'm working in and the things that I did know, and really try to provide a value in that respect in the very beginning. And then I had to move my messaging, you know, as years have gone past, I've changed my messaging.
Right. When you're just looking at your website, now knowing that you have the travel background, it makes a lot of sense with the website, because when I visit your website, it is, you know, it's like an encyclopedia of Eagle. I mean, it really, but it goes in such a nice way and an easy way to, you know, kind of fall in love with the town.
Thank you. That website was a lot of love and effort and fear. I actually, So here's like a really word to the wise. I actually started putting my videos together in 2013. And it took me 5 years to really embrace the fact that I needed to get in front of the camera, that I had a message to share, but I couldn't help people, and to really put myself out there. So in that 5 years, I lost all this traction and all this traffic. And now, you know, 7 years later, I've got, you know, over 500,000 views. But the website was really, I wanted to put the website together so that that's what it was. It was more or less a very interesting approach to Eagle. So whether or not you lived in Eagle or you were moving from out of state, you could find me as a kind of a trusted professional for pretty much any kind of questioning regarding real estate or communities.
Right. Have you seen your real estate career, you know, kind of change and evolve over the time when you really did kind of take on that, you know, that community expert and that community advocate?
It changed so much. I started getting just people, I always ask where they heard about me. I don't know them. And a lot of my clients would come from my website. A lot of them would come through, they find me on the YouTube, on my YouTube channel. And there was like a, they tell me, well, I loved that video where you were, you know, in there and you were talking about this or that. And that really helped me understand like where exactly my business was and what was working and what wasn't working. And those, the videos that I did, the original videos that I did that are the first videos on my website, those were a major, major piece to me, just really my business really exploding. And then in the last couple of years, where we've had so much out of state traffic, it's been a tremendous, tremendous benefit.
Right. And, you know, for people that haven't visited your website, they're very much those, you know, here's what is available in the community. Here's, you know, everything that the community has to offer. So it really is that it's a really great ground level view of what living in Eagle is all about.
It is. And I think there's a fine line between like offering up information, you know, in a very classy way, as opposed to just being, you know, very, you know, with all of the, there's a lot of new marketing techniques and trends and whatnot coming out, and everything's just kind of really bright and bold. And I think just that soft, with the affluent type of community that we have, is that soft, polite messaging, it was a very important element to kind of evaluate, okay, what does this community speak? And then really speak to the community that you're working in when you're doing those videos.
Right. And I have to imagine that was a big, you know, understanding all of that and taking that into consideration is very big. And when you look at your website, it is very sleek and very, you know, it has to definitely appeal to your client base.
Yeah. Thank you.
What, so kind of shifting a little bit, I want to know about, you know, the maximizing your value and that, you know, having that messaging and really, you know, talk to me a little bit about what that means to you.
That means a lot of work is what that means in my eyes and in my sight and what I go through. And I work in the, you know, I spend a lot of my time in the higher end homes. And that means that when clients know that they're going to list their home with me, or they know that they're going to look at a listing that I offered up for sale, it means that there's no stone that's been left unturned. I mean, some homes I've had photographed 3 different times with 3 different photographers actually like get the right lighting or the right angles or the right elements in order to put the house out into the market. A lot of it is the messaging, you know, keywording and getting, being able to have the ability to get it out into a larger platform as opposed to just like a local. So many just put the home on our local MLSs and think that that's going to sell the home. And in a lot of cases it does, but you know, when you're working with really unique properties, there's got to be a lot of strategy that goes right behind the first step, which is the full digital package. So I have a lot of, I've networked in through a lot of organizations, and I've had over 500,000 different agents and brokerages and affiliates that I work with that will actually take my properties and push them out into their communities. And I've gotten great business that way. And in return, I've also had the opportunity to just handle so many referrals from those agents. So it's been a really nice, you know, blend of benefits.
Right. And working with the properties that you are, I have to imagine a lot of it is also, you're showing off that lifestyle for the out of town buyers to really kind of show off what that unique property and what unique lifestyle you can have, because you're not selling the cookie cutter homes that are in a, you know, a neighborhood.
Yeah. That is so true. And I think that's one of the things I most enjoy about it. As I walk through the initial appointment on the home, my mind sometimes just goes crazy. And I think of all these amazing things that I could do. And one of the homes that I ended up listing and selling last summer, we did a lifestyle video, and we actually brought some teenagers, some of my daughter's friends, and featured, you know, some of the fun things. It was a great, like a five acre property that had all these, you know, skipping rocks and a pond and fire pit. So, you know, and a baseball field. So we had those kids come in and just do some lifestyle. And it really, it just brought the home to life. And so I do that on a lot of my listings where, sometimes they're still, and we'll just feature some of the elements if that's kind of the best seat for it. But to be able to really just come and bring those homes to life with those lifestyle videos is just, that is just so enjoyable. And then to see the finished product is just, it's amazing.
Yeah. What, when you're with working with homes like this, does your timeline change on things? So I have to imagine if you're, you know, if these higher end homes, if you're bringing in some out of town people, the timeline's got to be a little bit longer on the sale on some of these properties.
Yes, we are going into our new market, which is glorious. It's a very, it's a great opportunity for us who have been in the business for a while to really shine. And, you know, we went from putting houses on the market and having them sell fairly quickly, you know, even at the higher price points, to actually having an opportunity for our marketing to get syndicated and to get responses. And we're, you know, it just depends on the home and if the pricing is in the proper, you know, line of pricing. Homes are selling for, you know, the good ones will still go. There's still buyers out there, and they may go in a week or two. And, you know, we might need some adjustments. We might be out 30 days. And if we're still working on getting sellers to that new pricing, we might be 60 or 90 days.
Right.
But the good ones that are marketed properly and priced properly are going because there's buyers out there that are still looking for that value.
Right. Absolutely. One of the things you kind of mentioned there was that, you know, just like the changing of the market and everything. And I was watching something a few days ago, and, you know, it was talking about how in these last few months and coming up, the amount of agents that are getting out of the business again, because so many people got in because homes were easier to sell. And it's not like that, you know, necessarily anymore. So all of the work that you've done to build up that authority, you know, this is really when it kind of pays off for these types of moments.
It is. And it is so, it's so exciting and so rewarding. And I am loving the new market. I'm working a lot harder, but I feel like I'm providing more value for the clients that I'm working with. And I feel like we make a great revenue on these homes. And I feel being able to actually provide that value, feeling good about what I'm providing throughout a process, feels much better to me morally than just having homes go on the market and then having 7 offers. And then, you know, we're, those were just really interesting times. I'm grateful to have that in my hindsight, in, you know, in my career, but I much prefer the pre-COVID style market where you're, it's not quite as frenzy.
Right. Absolutely. When, you know, when you're working with these sellers on these homes, you know, and you're putting together these kind of packages, what's the reaction to when they see all of the, you know, all the different stuff that you're doing for their home?
Well, most of them have been, I've touched them with my direct marketing, with the marketing that's in my community, with, you know, with my website. They've seen the website. Most people come in and they already have researched kind of everything I've done, and they'll tell me, oh, we love that video. Can we do that one? You know, one like that. And so they're actually eager to sit down and to discuss, you know, listing their home and the potential of doing that. And I honestly think because there's so much research now online and availability online where people can find out all about you, kind of how you work your business, they get a feel for you. I think the most important thing when you walk into that listing appointment is having a high level of being able to communicate with them. Because at that point in time, you're 100% in the spotlight. And it doesn't matter what kind of gold-plated brochures that you provide or fancy videos or 3D, you know, tours. If you don't have the ability to walk in that door with those sellers, shake their hands, and go through that listing presentation at a very high level and be able to communicate and create that relationship, it's not gonna
end well.
You know, I think it's that you've got to be able to communicate, have that confidence, the competence and the confidence to be able to walk in and sell yourself and then what you provide, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's interesting, you know, that sometimes for newer agents, that can be kind of difficult because you feel like, oh, I've got to remember this script. And you might have like your bullet points of your, you know, what you do. You know, memorize and you spit those out, but then you forget to also be a real person and create a connection.
It's so true. And that honestly just comes with experience. And, you know, I liken the real estate business to almost like a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, you know, and every single piece that we, you know, come out of with a, I always come out of a listing appointment and ask myself, okay, what could I have done better? It doesn't matter if I won the listing appointment in 5 minutes. Like, how could have I approached it better? How could I have spoke to them better? What did I forget? And those pieces go into my jigsaw puzzle, and I'm creating this massive, you know, picture of my business and the, you know, the history behind the building blocks of actually what is helping me kind of get to those spaces. And as a new agent, it's so hard because, like you said, you're taught these scripts and you're taught to do these things. But here's one thing that I know, it never goes on script and it never goes as planned because they want to talk about price and commission in the first 2 breaths. And as a new agent, there is no chance you're going to survive that.
Right.
It's so hard to be able to have the confidence to come out and say, well, let's go through these items first and then let's get to that. But first of all, I want to, you know, handle these items. And you just don't have that confidence to be able to maneuver and control that the listing appointment or the buyer's appointment just because you don't have that experience.
Right. Absolutely. So if you were to give a tip to, you know, maybe a new agent that you were mentoring or something to kind of to portray that confidence, and even if they don't have necessarily the backing behind their name yet, how do you go into an appointment, you know, to give off that air of confidence?
Well, your first question, the advice to a new agent, I would tell an agent that is really serious about committing their time and their energy and their emotions into this business, don't just get out of the gate and go try to find your first big deal or even your first deal. Find a mentor. Let them take you through some processes. Do some open houses. Offer to show homes. And this may be at a very minimal cost to you, but the cost, that the return on your time and your investment is great. Because in that process, as a new agent, you're going to learn what you like, what you thrive on, and then what is are things that you're uncomfortable with and what makes you uncomfortable. And by understanding that before you even get to phase one of I'm going to go to a listing appointment, that's where you get that confidence. Your mentor and just being around your mentor and asking a lot of questions and trying to understand processes of being coachable and moldable will help a new agent that really wants to do this as a business instead of like, you know, just sell a couple houses here and there. Just put some learning into it, understanding, and get someone to help you through it.
Right. And I really like the idea of, you know, taking the time to go to those open houses, because every one of those conversations, that's a great practice time to kind of hone in your communication skills.
It is. And when I'm mentoring new agents, that's the first thing that I do on my their first weekend is I have them go. I give them a list of open houses to go to because I know the agents that are in those houses, and I give them a list of questions to ask so they can kind of prepare themselves for the open house that they're going to hold. They can see how the open house is set up. They can see how the agent conducts themselves. They can see kind of the flow of traffic and what questions people are answering so that they can prepare themselves. And the only way to do that is just really, you know, go in and try to understand. And, you know, that brings up a point, you know, in our business, so many people just think that you can, you know, jump into it and then go, you know, just get your first deal. And I like to talk about our business, like even like a professional athlete or a high level athlete. I mean, like coming from like my own experience, my son played baseball all of his life. My oldest son worked, finally got on a D1 baseball team and then busted it, you know, freshman year, sophomore year, you know, practiced 25, 30 hours a week for just, a few innings under the lights, got to his senior year and man, he shined, you know. He ended up playing every inning, and they actually ended up going to the College World Series. Well, that was amazing. But in looking back after that time had passed, he would have never just been able to walk on the field, even at any game in his college career, without having those hours of practice and studying and understanding behind him. And I think as agents, we need to look at our business, you know, a little bit differently, that we're, you know, we're professionals. We want people to look at us as professionals and treat us as professionals. And by doing that, we have the confidence to be able to go out and talk to people. If they're looking at us as a professional, we can have those conversations, you know, with clients at this higher level, not just, you know, I want this commission and I want you to list my house for this price. And instead of being order takers, we can actually be, you know, helping them through that process.
Right. Absolutely. And I definitely, you know, it's one of those things where in real estate, if you're going to be successful, you have to treat it like a long-term business right from the start. It can't be that, you know, oh, I hope to get, you know, one or two houses to be a supplemental type thing. If you're going to make it a career, you know, if you're going into it for the supplemental, that's one thing. But if it is, you know, if you're really planning on making it a career out of it, you got to treat it like that right out of the gate.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, you've got to start with like who do you want to work with? You know, what type of clients do you want to work with? What areas do you want to work in? What messaging do you want to create? And I think that our businesses, there's almost such a fallacy that you can just get into real estate and write contracts that, like you said, if you really want to be in it for the long run, take the time, spend the money, figure it out, and then go back and, you know what, do you evaluate, you know, that you're going to see what's working. See what kind of traffic you got. Where did your traffic come from? Always ask, you know, where's my business coming from? And build in those channels. And, you know, I open up my email every day, and I'm sure you do too. And there is like so much noise and pollution in my inbox that I've learned over the years to delete that. But it's so easy as a newer agent to get distracted. And, you know, this is going to make me money. These leads and this leads and this leads. And really what's going to make you money is just you. You figure out how to communicate. You build those foundations for your business. and you treat it like a business, you're going to be successful.
Right. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today. It's really interesting, you know, hearing about your real estate career and, you know, pairing that up with the growth of the community that you're in also. It's on this like parallel. It's really interesting.
Well, thank you. Like, I really enjoyed my time speaking with you.
I really want to thank Allie for joining us today, and personally was blown away by her website and how much information about her community she is providing. Again, if you're interested in checking it out for inspiration yourself, I've included a link in the episode description. So once again, if you think you or someone else on your team has an incredible story or tip to share with our community, send us a message to feedback@smartagents.com. Well, that wraps things up for this episode, but remember, follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts and make sure to subscribe to the Smart Agents YouTube channel. Again, I'm Michael Walter, and we'll see you on the next episode.